Hello, my name is Callisto, and welcome to Therian Bedtime Stories. Tonight's episode was written by me. Snow crunched under my paws as I traversed the tundra. The swelling of the moon and swirling of the stars defined my days. The long night was here, and with it, the long hunger. Snow stuck to everything. My coat, my muzzle, even down in my ears, where it melted and tickled. I shook, erupting in white powder, but only a few moments passed before the wind kicked up and covered me again. The wind was persistent, but then again, so was I. I crested a ridge and scanned the land below. The earth gently fell away and morphed into hills illuminated by the touch of starlight. They softened into a vast open space where the snow piled high and moved like a massive dune. My eyes and nose told me that the snowy wastes were empty, but my well-honed instincts knew the truth. Like the fur that protected me, the snow also protected the fragile life below its surface. Lichen? Moss? All the vegetation that combs my flanks in the summer waited under there for the long night to end. I salivated. Ground squirrels and hares also dwelled within that frosty skin, and they would be much better off tucked away in my gut. The snow came up to my shoulders as I pressed my way downhill. It squeezed in on my flanks and belly with a stifling embrace. Like crossing a river, I kept my muzzle above the surface while I lunged and kicked to get through. At the bottom, I emerged from the snowpack like a whale leaping from the ocean surface. The whispering wind amplified into a howl as it ruffled my fur. The rich, earthy scents of caribou teased my nose. Their stink excited my head and my gut. I heard them as they bayed and grumbled at each other like a discordant orchestra. They are immense beasts that tower over me, massive billows for lungs that blow like the Arctic gales, and hooves harder than stone. My heart pounded as I recalled the time the snow bogged down a young bull, and my pack moved in for the kill. It has been many winters since I had a taste. I would love another taste. My nose homed in on something else. A fox had passed by recently, its scent not yet frozen over, and shallow impressions of its paw catching the starlight. A creature, solitary by nature, and me, solitary by fate. I followed it for a time. Its course through the snow was graceful and calculated. I hoped I could catch it by surprise. so caught up in its own hunt that it would not realize that it was hunted. The well-defined trail ended in an impact crater of crushed snow and churned up black dirt. My nose went to work. A few strands of stray fox fur and the stink of an empty ground squirrel burrow. I dug into the hard soil and hoped that I could find a rodent the fox had missed. I toiled away until my claws could do little but etch into the permafrost. Frustration boiled over in my head and escaped as a hot puff of air into the night. No mice, no voles, no ground squirrels. I remembered water flowed here during the summer. Fresh snowmelt would trickle down the face of the hills and form these tiny creeks. They were blessings on those long, warm days when I could drink my fill. The lush vegetation would sop up everything from the water to the sunlight. I fear that one day they will suck the earth dry and the sky black. I pressed on. The trail created by the fox was easy to follow, and the relief on these old legs. Each step took me closer, its scent growing vital and full-bodied. I pressed my belly into the snow, ears alert and nose siphoning the air for any hints. I knew it was close as I crested the second ridge. The sound of compacting snow reached my ears. My muzzle swiveled to home in on the fox, its hind legs kicking in the air as it wrestled with something below the surface. I drew my lips back and lunged, but the snow under my paws seemed to disintegrate and fall away. I yelped as I fell on my side, skidding down the hill, tail end first, as my forelegs fought against gravity. A snowdrift at the bottom was happy to catch me. I shake the fresh powder from my coat, along with the burning embarrassment in my nose. The fox was long gone. I could give chase, but I was old, and my presence was known. It had to wait for another day. I trudged up the hill, where a vibrant orange glow on the horizon stole my gaze. The long night was ending, and soon the white will melt away, and the land will bloom in red, green, and yellow. My coat will itch, and the wind will play with tufts of my shedding. I rested my muzzle across my forelegs and allowed the earth to take my weight. I am still cold, but my nose enjoys the first fingers of the sun's touch. My eyes relaxed, and my hind legs shuffled as my tail tucked in beneath me. Soon, all will emerge to bask in the sun's warmth, and I hope for many ground squirrels.